there's been a fresh U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. At least four people have been killed in the fifth attack over the past 4 days. Afghan officials say the airstrike took place in the northeastern Kunar province near the border with Pakistan. The latest deaths bring to 22 the number of people who've been killed in recent days. Washington uses its killer drones in several Muslim countries, including Pakistan, Somalia and Yemen. It claims it's targeting Taliban and Al-Qaeda-linked militants, but many of the casualties are civilians. The UN has urged the US to be more transparent on its drone strikes. Let's get more now from our Kabul correspondent Faiz Khurshid with us live. So, Faiz, first of all, tell us about this latest drone strike. We're hearing at least four people have been killed in the fifth attack that we're hearing of in 4 days. And also, why are we seeing a sudden rise in these kinds of drone strikes anyway?
Well, Irma, the U.S. drone war is escalating here. In these U.S. drones can be seen much more than ever now flying across the skies of this country, and they continue to target Afghan villages. It's a fact that's fueling anger among the Afghan people. When these drones strike, it's only grief and anger that follow. In Kunar Valley has been the scene of five deadly drone strikes over the past 4 days, and 22 people are dead. It's a huge number. The U.S. military has described all those killed as militants, but local villagers there disagree. They say civilians are also among the dead. The governor of Kunar province has also strongly condemned these U.S. drone attacks there. The governor and Afghan officials there have demanded explanation from the U.S. military on their drone strikes there. These Afghan officials have told us that the U.S. drone operations have created fear among the Afghan people in Afghan villages. Most villagers have left their homes and fled to other provinces to save their lives because of U.S. drone strikes are rapidly escalating there. And let's not forget it's mostly civilians, children and women, who remain the main victims of the U.S. drone operations. But it's too hard to expect a big change in the situation of this country because the U.S. government is not planning to stop its drone operations here. But the Afghan people believe if such drone operations continue, more innocent lives would be lost. Yes, the U.S. has escalated its drone operations here as talks get underway between Kabul and Washington over the future of U.S. military presence in this country. And many here believe that these latest deaths would greatly affect the talks between Kabul and Washington, and it would be too difficult for the Americans to convince the Afghan people to give legal immunity for American forces to stay here beyond 2014 deadline.
Yes, and Faiz, quickly, we know that the United Nations has been asking the U.S. to be more transparent, in its words, about these drone strikes. Are the Afghan authorities getting anything when these drone strikes happen? Are they told which militants are targeted? Are they told anything about the number of casualties?
No, they don't. They even don't know where they come from. We do know that most of these drones are being operated in Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul, the U.S. largest military air base. But when they strike and civilians are killed, it's the Afghan officials who tell the media about these airstrikes, not the U.S. military men. And it's a bone of contention now between Kabul and Washington. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has already condemned these airstrikes, and he said that such a strike should be stopped because he believes these drone strikes are against the sovereignty of his country and, of course, a big threat to the lives of his people.
Faiz Khurshid, a correspondent in Kabul, with us there. Faiz, thank you. Let's move on now.